Yeah, I'll start with the one injury in the game. Darren College had an ankle bruise, and he did return. So with that, I'll take your questions, please. Well, it was important for us to get back on track, you know, especially after the past 2 weeks. You know, you break your season up in quarters. Getting to 5-4 was important. You know, we have a three-game third quarter, in my view, the way we've broken up the season. And we've talked about this in here already, three games in 12 days. And you know, I can't – just to go through the game overview, I can't say enough about our defense. That's the vision that we're looking for, especially playing at home. We had some excellent performances across the board, especially against a very good Dallas football team and a hot team. And a powerful offense. So we had a lot of respect for those guys coming in here. But to hold them out of the end zone until 38 seconds, I was very proud of our defense. It's the National Football League. You prepare and you perform on a weekly basis. So we're very pleased with our victory today. You know, you feel like you have your finger on the pulse of your football team. We had a very good week of practice. You know, we had more juggling this week than most weeks as far as injuries and, you know, who was up and who wasn't and who was going to be able to come off of the, you know, the injury list at the end of the week. So, you know, that's always a challenge. We had young players we had to get ready to play. So I thought the week of preparation was very good. They were very quiet and focused before the game, and I'm done trying to figure that out. I'd like to sit there and tell you I knew exactly how they were, you know, going to play tonight. But they were definitely focused. They played with incredible passion and energy. I thought our defense, once again, and special teams, you know, kept us in the game with all the rough spots that we had offensively there in the first half. So I thought it was an excellent team win, but it definitely starts with defense for us. We were ready to play football. You know, I believe in winning and improving. And these guys are a very, very coachable group. I love their work ethic. I can't say enough about them as a group. And, you know, they prepared. They had an opportunity to play on national TV today, you know, at the late game. So, you know, that all plays into it. And we went out there and did what we had to do to win the game. I'm sorry? He's definitely one of our prime time players. I mean, once again, with his performance tonight, you know, his instincts, knowledge, and his toughness and playmaking ability, obviously he was a big factor in our defense success tonight. I had a chance to watch him. I thought he did a good job. I mean, his plate was full. No question about him. I'm excited to watch the tape. Excited to see Brad and, you know, TJ and, you know, obviously it looked like Clay was definitely had a lot of pressure over there, and getting, you know, our rookies were, you know, had a big part of our success today. I couldn't tell you exactly what the numbers are right now. We had a lot of pressure on their offense. Well, that's all part of it. I mean, you go through the protection adjustments, and you're trying to hit, you know, run pressures and then pass pressures. It's a pressure that we've been doing all year. I mean, it's probably our lead pressure if you look at us from a tendency standpoint. But you know, we're doing a good job of winning the one on ones, and that's really, you know, when you pressure, it doesn't mean you're going to blitz and they're going to run free. It's trying to create an angle in a one on one, and we got to keep winning those one on ones. And I thought we won our share of them tonight. I thought it was a big moment in the game, and I really thought it illustrated the way you want to play. You want to run the football. You want to stay in favorable down the distance. You know, their defensive front, we knew it was going to be a challenge coming into our game. We knew we had some spots that we needed to manage in the game as far as how we're going to play in certain situations, and that's the way you have success, the ability to play in favorable down distance, which obviously was opposite of what we did there in the first half. I love this kind of football. You know, maybe I was a defensive coach wannabe, but it's that's the way the game's supposed to be played in November. You know, I speak about it all the time to the football team. We are a defensive first priority. They are the thermostat for our football team, and when they play like that, we're going to win a lot of football games. Threw more screens today. You know, I probably averaged about four a game, and I think I exceeded that today. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, there were some things we did off a run game a little more than we normally do, which resulted in some of the quick passes. Stack success. You know, it's a good win versus a very good football team. It's a football team that's been playing very well. So, you know, it definitely gives us a big nugget of confidence that we can grab onto. But, you know, when midnight strikes tonight, we'll be about the San Francisco 49ers. You know, Mike, I don't like to swing. You know, last week did not feel good for anybody. That's for sure. But that was last week. This definitely feels a lot better. But it's important for us to stay focused on improving. We were able to win the game. We accomplished the first goal. Now we need to improve. And there's definitely going to be some things tomorrow. When we go through the film and the corrections that need to be made. I'm sorry? Challenges as far as the game plan? I'm not sure you're asking me.
The actual challenges of referees'
calls. Oh, challenges. Okay. I challenged one too many. That's the first point, and that is my fault. Where do you want to go from there? You want to go 3-20? Huh?
Well, the fumble,
mm-hmm. Well, we were able to get that one. And, you know, the second one, really what happened on Jordy's catch and potential touchdown down there to the goal line, you know, with all the chaos, you know, after the game, you know, the 40-second clock was set immediately. And then when I started to do with the personnel, we were down about 20, 25 seconds. So I was behind the clock as far as the play entry to begin with. And then, you know, the video was up on a scoreboard and had the chance to see the one angle that, you know, obviously looked like he was in. And once it got to 15 seconds, I knew I had to challenge it because, what I'm going to do, you're going to lose the timeout anyways. So, and that's really what based my decision. So I was trying to get as much information and really clock away from me a little bit. I think I did about 4 or 5 seconds left on the 40-second clock. Aaron had a lot on his plate. And I told him early in the week, and this was the most comprehensive game plan I think we've ever put on a quarterback. In all quarterbacks, and I'm not trying to dramatize here, I think you know that's not my personality, but we had a lot on his plate. When you make adjustments in your plan as much as we did as far as protections and the different calls, and we did some new things this week where there wasn't a lot of time to get things repped. There was a lot of adjustments which carried over to Aaron's responsibility. So from a management standpoint, I thought he did a very good job. So, we'll look at the tape, and there's definitely some corrections I think we can improve on, and there's some new things I think we can carry forward that will help us. Definitely. I think they stepped up. I'm looking forward to watching the tape because there are definitely guys that have been working hard and making progress and have earned the right to start tonight, and it's going to be, it's always good to see a rookie going to step up, especially in a big game environment like this.